Donald Trump continues to whine about jury selection in the criminal trial that he's currently in Manhattan for falsification of business records relating to the 2016 election. And it also seems like, in addition to whining, Donald Trump has just crossed the line and violated the gag order's requirements or restrictions regarding the types of comments he's not allowed to make about prospective jurors. Let's take a look at the gag order that was entered that is currently governing this case. Here it is right here. Order that the court's order of March 26, 2024 is amended as indicated below. Defendant Donald Trump is directed to refrain from C, making or directing others to make public statements about any prospective juror or any juror in this criminal proceeding. Well, here's what Donald Trump just posted. He said, quote, "They are catching undercover liberal activists lying to the judge in order to get on the Trump jury." And he has that in quotes and attributes the quote to Jesse Waters. One of the things that Donald Trump tries to do to kind of feign plausible deniability is he likes to use other people's quotes to say, "I didn't say it. I was just quoting what a Fox host, Jesse Waters, was saying." But here, Donald Trump saying that they are catching undercover liberal activists, which, by the way, is false, lying to the judge, that would be subsection C of the gag order, making or directing others to make public statements about any prospective juror or any juror in this criminal proceeding. Let me just be very clear about the voir dire process. Voir dire means to speak the truth. It's a Latin word. And the voir dire process takes place in all criminal cases just like this. You get a pool of prospective jurors. You may remember getting a jury summons. You show up. That doesn't mean you're definitely going to be on the jury. You go into a room of prospective jurors. They then ask a series of questions, whether you can be fair or fair and impartial in the case. If you say you can't, you're eliminated right away. There is an unlimited number of strikes to remove people for cause who can't be fair and impartial. However, if you as a criminal defendant or as the prosecutor want to remove individuals who were not eliminated for cause, that's what's referred to as a peremptory strike or a peremptory challenge, and those are limited. You could remove any prospective juror up to the amount of strikes that you have allocated for peremptory challenges for any reason at all, provided the reason is not discriminatory. You can't remove people for race or religion or gender. That's unlawful. But otherwise, you can remove prospective jurors if, notwithstanding what they say, you still believe they can't be fair or impartial. And there are a lot of times where prospective jurors may believe they could be fair or impartial, despite them liking or not liking a criminal defendant or having strong feelings about the case, but they can set that aside. That's why during the voir dire process, you ask questions. It's not about catching people trying to hide things. It's quite literally what the voir dire process is all about. But Donald Trump is now treating that like they are catching these undercover people, and that's directed at the prospective jury pool. And by the way, this follows Justice Mershon previously admonishing Donald Trump about his behavior, where during the jury selection on day two, when Donald Trump's lawyer was questioning a prospective juror about her Facebook post, Donald Trump started grunting and making noises. And after that juror was dismissed, Justice Mershon explained, "What you were doing there was intimidating and harassing that witness. I will not allow that to take place in my courtroom." In addition to that, there is a hearing taking place on April 24th to hold Donald Trump in contempt for prior statements where he's potentially violated the gag order, in my opinion, violated the gag order. This hearing will be taking place on the 24th, April 24th, at 2:15 p.m. And you may may be saying, should Justice Mershon hold a hearing sooner, given that Donald Trump is now threatening and harassing and intimidating these prospective jurors with statements like I just read? And the answer is potentially. I think Justice Mershon wants to get through jury selection right now and does not want to allow Donald Trump to try to bait him into causing further delay. But I think there could be very real and quick ramifications for Donald Trump making statements like that about prospective jurors who would probably fear Donald Trump talking about catching them and trying to find them and words to that effect. Here was the cover page of Justice Mershon's contempt hearing warning. Your failure to appear in court may result in your immediate arrest and imprisonment for contempt of court.
Mother's Day is coming soon, and if you're looking for a gift for mom that's also a gift to Mother Earth, Lomi is the perfect option. Food waste isn't actually waste. It's a valuable resource for our planet. Lomi helps to transform food scraps into nutrient-rich place food for your garden, houseplants, or yard. Instead of dealing with stinky, gross, buggy compost bins, you could simply transform your waste at the push of a button. Lomi transforms your home into a climate solution, lowering your carbon footprint and helping keep the planet a little greener and your home a little cleaner. All my food scraps, plant clippings, and even those leftovers I forgot in the back of the fridge can go back into my garden, helping me grow more nutritious food at home. Lomi promises to bring the best possible experience every time you run a cycle. They are one of the only kitchen appliances that has a full, no questions asked, lifetime warranty on all devices, and they don't stop there. Lomi looks after you from day one and beyond. When you purchase a continued subscription, you'll automatically get upgraded to a new Lomi device every 3 years. I learned that food waste makes up a huge portion of our personal carbon footprint. By reducing the amount of food I send to landfill, I'm helping to do my part for the planet. Don't miss out on your chance to get the best gift for yourself and Mother Earth. Order your Lomi today. Head to lomi.com/Midas and use the promo code Midas to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/MEIDAS and use that promo code Midas at checkout. Thank you, Lomi, for sponsoring this episode.
Now, in addition to Donald Trump saying what I just read to you, let me show you what he said as well, where he whined. This is what he wrote earlier in the day as well. I thought strikes were supposed to be unlimited when we were picking our jury. I was then told we only had 10. Not nearly enough when we were purposely given the second worst venue in the count in the country. Don't worry, we have the first worst also. As the witch hunt continues, election interference. You weren't given venues. It's where the crimes took place. That's where you live. That's where the underlying crimes took place. Also, when you say that you thought that you had unlimited strikes, you do have unlimited strikes for cause where jurors can't be fair and impartial, but you have 10 peremptory challenges where a juror says they could be fair and impartial. You still have 10 opportunities to get rid of those jurors. It's written into New York law, just like every other criminal defendant in a felony case like this one. Here's what it says. Each party must be allowed the following number of peremptory challenges. C, 10 for the regular jurors in all other cases, and 2 for each alternate juror to be selected. So that's just simply what the law is, and other criminal defendants have that. A few points that I want to make. Number one was, remember during the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, where Donald Trump said, if I just had a jury, we would win this case. But because we have Justice Ngoron and we don't have a jury, we cannot win this case and this is unfair. That's what he was whining about, right? Well, now you have a jury. You're going through the same jury selection process. And what does he do? He whines. Oh, there are liberal activists on the jury pool and the jury's unfair and jury selection's unfair. Remember what he said during the New York Attorney General civil fraud case? Let me just play it for you. Play the clip.
But if I had a jury, we'd win this case very easily, but I don't have a jury. And you see what's happening. This is a railroading, and it's the beginning of communism in our country. This is the beginning of communism. So, we're going back in, playing the game and doing everything right. But just to remember, I borrow money, the statements were perfect. Not only perfect, the statements are much more conservative than my real net worth. My real net worth is much higher, not well, much higher than the statements.
And then remember, Alina Haba was going around and she was whining and saying, it's so unfair, we wanted a jury. And then many people said, well, it didn't seem like you requested a jury. And she goes, well, I couldn't request a jury. Right? With all of that happening, what's Alina Haba saying right now? Alina Haba's new statement is that this is rigged, that the jury selection in the trial is rigged. They're not getting a fair jury. And here's what she has to say about that. Let's play this clip.
Now, this judge has eliminated many of those questions. You're not allowed to ask who they voted for. You can ask what news they watch, but I watch CNN and I watch Fox because I like to know what my opposition's saying. So it doesn't tell you what the status is. Now, when you're sitting with a president and a current nominee for the GOP and you can't ask how you vote, you're shot in the foot right there. And you're in New York, which is a predominantly blue state.
And then, of course, Donald Trump tries to fundraise off it. And here's what Donald Trump posted. I'm in court again. Stand up with Donald Trump. And then Alina Haba goes on TV and goes, you know what? If he's going to get arrested for threatening and harassing and intimidating jurors, he's going to be like our version of Nelson Mandela. Here, play this clip.
Do you think that this threat of 30 days in jail will change the social media actions of the former president in any way, or will he keep doing this?
I don't think so. I think that he is respectful, but there has to be boundaries and we should appeal it. It's currently on appeal. So there's also a due process element to this. We have items on appeal in this case that have not yet been heard.
Is he concerned about the possibility of being sent to jail as a ramification of these? He's not concerned about being sent to jail.
I think, like anybody, he's concerned about going to jail. But if they put him in jail for his First Amendment right, he will be like Nelson Mandela. I mean, that would be just absurd. And frankly, they'll win him the
Alina,
election.
I just have a second.
And so, folks, there you have it. I mean, it seems like a clear-cut violation. You just see, I mean, to me, it's just the constant whining. This is unfair. That's unfair. This is unfair. I've never seen somebody whine, just whine this much about absolutely everything. The threats and intimidation, then I'm a victim. Threats and intimidation, oh, they're going after me. Threats and intimidation, I'm the victim. That's the whole shtick. That's all it's about. Wait, hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. Thank you for watching.
Enough! Send it to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.